Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video wasn't brought to you by any donations, because, well, I didn't get one for today. If you want to suggest a topic, you can do so at the Subscribestar PayPal links found down below. Someone recently posted a comment on one of my videos under the name Fitness Programming 101, and he used to be a nightclub promoter. Here's what he has to say, and I quote, "I went out to nightclub events that my company was hosting, specifically ladies' night events, that catered towards women 3 to 4 times a week. It was part of my job to meet every well-dressed person there and try and get them on my list, mainly the attractive women. I would flirt with some of them, and here's what I can confirm about women having girls' night outs. They're almost always, number one, there to show off their sexiness to men and get male validation. Number two, talking to guys just to get free drinks. Number three, giving guys their phone numbers to get them to take them out on a date, in which they are being paid for. Number four, getting sexual with guys only once they've gotten too drunk and out of control, and are actually often cheating on somebody. Every girl showing interest in me did so because she wanted to try and get something from me. And the girls I got sexual with, I would always later find out they had a boyfriend, or some sort of love interest. Maybe just a guy they were stringing along and using for resources, but didn't really care too much for. Even if they're not cheating, it's true that when they have girls' night out, they pretty much talk shit about their boyfriends. And the girls who don't have boyfriends do worse and try and get their female friends who have boyfriends to break up with them. I've had girlfriends who would literally tattletale on their friends and tell me that they were saying negative things about me and that she should break up with me. She was saying this to get me to feel grateful that she was still with me, like she was doing me a favor choosing me over them. However, this made me ask, what did you actually say to them before they told you that? She would then admit that she had said negative things about me in the first place, which was what made her friend say, just leave him. So in the end, she wasn't actually tattling on me, but herself. I'd even ask, why are you talking shit about me behind my back to your friends, poisoning the well so that I could never hang out with them? She'd say, because I don't feel good enough for you. But it was also because she didn't want me to ever be able to become friends with her friends. There's also no such thing as loyalty for them. Even my first serious adult relationship was a girl who stole me away from her own roommate who I was dating, but that didn't want anything serious with me. So she swooped right in and stole me. Then when things started to get serious between us, her ex-boyfriend swooped in and stole her back from me. Then when things started to get serious between them again, she left him for a guy friend. Typically when it gets serious with them, they get cold feet. This is not an isolated incident either. The best woman I ever dated was one I stole from her fiancé that she'd been with in a relationship for 10 years. And I could keep talking about the web of lies and deceit that is dating and giving countless examples of it. But you get the point. Unquote. I'll share my thoughts about these ladies' night thoughts in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to girls named JC giving BJs to the DJ under his record booth Clown World show. I cut out a lot from Fitness 101's story, including a part where he mentioned to a DJ that he had slept with 50 plus women that he met at those events. He says that out of the 50 to 100 women giving those out, he reckons that many of them were in relationships and were just cheating. The ladies' night out was a perfect cover for infidelity. Fitness 101 also made another great insight about a woman that he was with, that told him that the reason she told her friends that he was a bad man was because she wanted her friends to tell her to leave him, because she already felt like he was too good of a guy for her. It doesn't make any rational sense if you're a man. It would be the equivalent of you feeling like you got together with a very attractive woman, and you felt that she was such a great catch. But instead of being happy and praising that woman, you basically put her down in front of all your friends, trying to get them to convince you to leave her. You don't really want to leave her, though, because she's a great catch. But her hotness is just making you feel so self-conscious about being with her, that she's just too good for you, so you focus on that fact, instead of how good she is. Women see the negativity in a nice situation and try and sabotage themselves and lose what they actually want. Either that or she just wants to stir up drama. She might come to you and tell you that her friends don't like you. This has the added bonus of ensuring that if you know they don't like you, then you'll think to yourself there's no way you can ever monkey branch to one of them. There's also another issue that Fitness 101 pointed out, that women that have a good catch with higher sexual marketplace value than them will hurt their self-esteem, because they'll worry that they aren't good enough for that man, and that other women might actually try and take him away from her by telling other women how terrible he is, and activates female-owned group preference. Her friend will basically support her and tell her to leave that no-good guy. Meanwhile, her subconscious is saying all this to encourage her so-called friends to stay away from him in the first place, as a potential monkey-branching candidate. She sabotages her friend's perception of her boyfriend, and her boyfriend's perception of her friends, so that even before they meet, they are suspicious and possibly hateful towards one another. But both sides are still friendly with her and love her. This is women destroying potential love connections and friendships between their relationship partner and their friends, before they've ever even met. Also, women getting sexual and drunk is something I saw a lot with regards to these parties, with regards to girls' night out. On girls' night out, my girlfriends would typically call me all drunk and profess how much I meant to them, and how horny they were. At least they were on the phone with me instead of boning the DJ where he pees. I guess that was a good sign that they didn't actually cheat on me. But then again, you just don't know. Ladies' night out at a club or bar is also about women making sure they're still attractive to the opposite sex, even though they already have a relationship partner. Clearly, being able to get attention from men with strange new sperm and possibly going boldly where no monkey-branching booty has gone before is a priority for women on ladies' night in the nightclub, as well as getting free drinks and having fun, of course. Imagine being in a relationship as a guy and telling your girlfriend that you're going out drinking and dancing at a nightclub, where you're going to get wasted while women buy you drinks and hit on you when you're intoxicated. Then your girlfriend tells you only four words: have a good time. Of course, not all girls' nights are like that. The majority I've seen are just women meeting at one friend's house for drinks and conversation. It's nothing too scandalous, but it wouldn't surprise me if women told their female friends that their partner had a teeny tiny pee-pee. That way the girls would laugh, but they wouldn't actually know he's got one the size of a toucan beak. That's how a woman will typically talk down your value down as a man on ladies' night, and devalue you in front of others, so that she has a better chance of holding on to your ginormous honking cock. Looking at things now, ladies' night is the perfect time to share lies about her boyfriend, to make all the other women hate him, but they still have to accept the guy because he's dating their friend. I always used to think that the only thing women could keep a secret was their notch count. Now I realize they can also hide how great a guy they are with really is, as to make sure that the other women in her life don't try and take him away. That ladies' night facilitates this perfectly, because their guy and other guys aren't around. Social interactions are compartmentalized, and they can badmouth their men to all their so-called female friends that are potential competition and potential monkey branchers. It's really sad because women don't really have friends in that case. They just have acquaintances they can try and take whatever they have away from one another. The men they're with, they're never truly happy with them. They're just settling for the best they can get at any one moment. It must be a really sad existence to live in such insecurity and fear from other females as a woman. If there's one thing you take from this video, it's the idea that women look at things from that point of view of the glass half empty. But even if they have a glass that's completely full, they'll still sabotage themselves by pouring out half of the water in that glass so that things aren't perfect anymore. Many men, myself included, try and pursue perfection whenever possible. Women also seek out perfection but try and make it appear imperfect to everyone else around them, in the case of women dating men. That's probably why women find a man with great style and dress him up so he looks like a douche canoe, or they slowly make him gain weight to camouflage his sexual marketplace value. I guess you might call it fatouflage. That way other women look at him and think there's something wrong with him. But she knows better. She knows that he's a good catch. She just put a catfish head on him and tries tricking everybody into the realization that he's not a tasty trout. Then you have a whole society where women are acting like this, and isn't any wonder that pink t-shirts for men are the bestseller for men each summer. It's not even the men buying them. The men you see wearing them are the guys that failed their shit tests, or they just didn't care anymore, and don't have the strength and stamina to fight their wife's nagging anymore. Many guys know what shit tests are, they just get to the point where they don't care about them anymore, and just fail them intentionally instead of stressing themselves into a stroke trying to pass them. Fitness 101 also says that some women go to ladies' night so they can find a patsy that'll pay for a date. The guy thinks he's gonna get lucky, but she's turning his wallet into a nice light snack. Women always have a boyfriend or love interest, so when they go with their female friends and get drunk, they get impulse control issues, which typically leads them to make out with men and sometimes even other women. As a man, I've experienced that loss of control when drunk, and that's one of the reasons I don't drink. I didn't like that loss of control. Women are generally more self-conscious about the social situation around them, so drinking is one way for them to shut their brain off long enough to finally have some fun. Ladies' Night Out provides that opportunity away from the prying eyes of a male partner. If you can think of any other reasons for Ladies' Night, please share them in the comments below. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women get smashed while drunk on Ladies' Night. And if her boyfriend finds out about it, all she has to say is, "I blacked out from all the booze." Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that badmouth their boyfriends to make sure their friends don't want to steal said boyfriends away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.